Did you know that the original legendary Pokemon trio was actually Articuno, Zapdos, and Arcanine? See, Game Freak thought that having two birds and one dog would be weird, so they came up with Moltres and ended up pushing Arcanine to the status of regular Pokemon. Sort of. See, in Yellow, the Pokedex still calls Arcanine a legendary Pokemon in China. In the anime, we see it on a stone with the three legendary birds, and I mean, come on, its Pokemon class is called the legendary Pokemon. So what's the deal with Arcanine? It's almost like a pseudo-legendary. Except by definition, it's completely not. Because the term pseudo-legendary is specifically used to define Pokemon like Dragonite, Garchomp, and Baxcalibur. And the criteria for joining this club is mega strict. You need exactly 600 base stats, 3 evolution stages, and a slow XP yield, of which Arcanine has only one. So Arcanine is not a pseudo-legendary, but it is a semi-pseudo-legendary. This is a lesser-known term in the Pokemon community, used to define Pokemon often confused for being pseudos. Think Flygon, Haxorus, or Calydon, for example. The problem, though, is that this class is deeply misunderstood. And today we're going to be diving through the games to learn what a semi-pseudo actually is, which Pokemon truly belong in this group, and why it's a definition that I think the community has gotten wrong. Let's talk about Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow. In order to get a better understanding of this class, we need to jump all the way back to 1998 when the games first released. What's so cool about Arcanine at this moment in time is that by the literal definition, Arcanine is a pseudo-legendary. See, at the time, the term pseudo-legendary didn't really exist, let alone have any of its modern-day strict definitions. And so if we just take the term for its logical definition, with pseudo meaning fake, Arcanine is just as much, if not more, of a false legendary than Dragonite is. It's simply a Pokemon that has characteristics which the player might interpret to assume it's a legendary. Now, in the case of Dragonite, it's confused with the Gen 1 Legends for its crazy mythos, insanely rare type, and huge power. And in the case of Arcanine, it's Game Freak literally calling it a legendary Pokemon, but only in China. Now, as time would go on, more 600 base stat 3 stagers would come out, including Tyranitar, Salamence, and Metagross. And eventually, the term pseudo-legendary would catch on and be given its modern-day criteria. But not all players knew exactly what the term pseudo-legendary meant. Tons of Pokemon would get confused for pseudos, and to then deal with these Pokemon, the community adopted the term semi-pseudo. And this is where a lot of players place Pokemon like Flygon, Haxorus, Arcaludon, or Calydon, because they are so often confused for being actual pseudos. But this is also where they place Arcanine for being confused for an actual legendary. And those two things are not the same, but they get put under the same definition. And in this video, we're going to be noting which Pokemon belong in this class, but also questioning the class itself. Because the definition just doesn't make sense. Like, if all it takes for something to be a semi-pseudo is for it to be mistaken for an actual pseudo or legendary, who's to say which opinion is valid? Sure, some cases are obvious. I think we could all agree people are often putting Haxorus in the same group as Garchomp. But what if little Timmy mistakes Charizard for being a pseudo? And does a semi-pseudo have to be a dragon? Not all legendaries are dragons. Heck, not even all pseudos are dragons. Metagross is steel and Tyranitar is a rock type. I mean, I guess Dark was rare at the time, but these definitions are so loose. Is Pidgeot a semi-pseudo? It has 3 stages and shares a type with both Rayquaza and Arceus, the god of Pokemon. If I mistake a Pokemon for a pseudo, is that not enough? The point I'm trying to make is that semi-pseudo has a very loose definition. And if it's going to be a fan class of Pokemon, it needs something better. So if we're going to be determining what Pokemon are semi-pseudos, for the sake of everyone's sanity, let's say that to be nominated for semi-pseudo consideration, you must have at least one of the pseudo traits. So 600 base stats, 3 stages, or a slow experience yield, and at least one of these other more qualitative traits. A kaiju or monster pseudo-style design, a rare type, a late final evolution, a 4x weakness, some other element of rarity, lore, aura, or general vibe that is reminiscent of a pseudo or legendary, or just notably high stats. So at least one of each of those two first things. And also, you can't be a Pokemon that belongs to a major class. Anything that's a legendary, pseudo, starter, mega evolution just is its own thing already, so it can't be part of this. Okay, cool. That's established. With that sorted out, the Gen 1 Pokemon that fit some of the criteria to be nominated for semi-pseudo status, we have Aerodactyl, Rhydon, Lapras, Exeggutor, Arcanine, and I hate to say it, but Gyarados. Starting with the original Pokemon, Rhydon may resemble a kaiju-like Tyranitar, and it also is in the slow experience group. But in the original Kanto games, it's a two-stager with sub-500 stats, no rare type, and no interesting lore. So I don't think that's quite enough for Rhydon to be confused as a pseudo. When we hit Gen 4, we will come back to Rhyperior. As for Aerodactyl, it may have the aura, but it's even worse as a single-stager with a fossil persona, so it doesn't land either. Our next three come a bit closer. Exeggutor is strong and actually has a somewhat pseudo-like design, but sadly, I just don't think it has the stats or quite enough vibe to pass the vibe check. Lapras, however, has a legendary aura of mysticism, especially since it's a gift only in Kanto and only found in Union Cave on Fridays in Johto. And similarly, as a rare static encounter in the originals, Snorlax also has a legendary vibe plus huge 540 base stats. Unfortunately, however, neither of them meet our first requirement, which is having at least one pseudo-specific trait. I do want to hold on to these two Pokemon, however, as I think they're going to require some deeper consideration once we get through some more Pokemon, so we'll come back to these ones as well. Now, as many of you are now painfully aware, Gyarados is a really good Pokemon. Of the Gen 1 roster, its 540 base stats are only surpassed by the legendaries Dragonite and Arcanine. It's also got a mythical lore behind it that adds an air of legend to it. It's often even called and mistaken for a dragon despite not actually being one. On top of that, it's even in the slow experience group. So it may not have three stages or 600 base stats, but I think Gyarados has more than enough going for it to receive the first title as a semi-pseudo. As for Arcanine, it may not be a kaiju, but it's not like pseudos have to be kaijus. It still is like a giant, intimidating beast. It's also got an absurd base stat of 555. Seriously, Arcanine is one of the biggest outliers in Pokemon. And it even has a pseudo trait, being in the slow experience group requiring 1.25 million experience to reach level 100. Oh, and did I also mention it's called the legendary Pokemon? So both of these Pokemon have one trait of a pseudo legendary, being in the slow experience group. They also tick the box for multiple qualitative traits of pseudos as well. And as far as I know, neither of these Pokemon are ultra beasts. So Arcanine and Gyarados are our first two official semi-pseudos. Now, I know a lot of you guys are super interested in ROM hacking, and I've got a really cool opportunity to share, which might help some of you get into making your own projects. Boot.dev is a tool which makes learning to code fun and engaging, and it's today's sponsor. If I'm being honest, the biggest problem with learning to code is just that it's really boring, and what's really cool about Boot.dev is that it utilizes video game reward progression to help keep you engaged. Each course is like a different level. You can actually level up, and there's even a tutorial on building your own Pokedex. It's one of those things that you can't really learn unless you do it over and over and work on actual projects. And this is a really highly regarded tool for helping you sort of learn and understand the basics of Python and Go. And then perhaps with that understanding established, you can go on and make something like your own legacy project. Our source code is actually available to the public, so you could even take any one of the legacy projects and tweak it as you see fit. So if you're interested right now, you can follow the top description link to go to boot.dev and use my code Smith to get 25% off your entire first year if you choose the annual plan. There are so many Pokemon that we have to look through in every generation, but for Generation 2, I nominate the following Pokemon for semi-pseudo consideration. Ampharos, Crobat, Blissey, Zatu, Steelix, Scizor, Houndoom, and Kingdra. Also, have you guys seen the absolute heat of content that this channel's been bringing lately? You are missing out on complete and absolute bangers if you are not subscribed. And I know that you're all caught up right now because you heard me say Zatu. So let's talk about Zatu. Zatu is definitely not a semi-pseudo, but I do think something weird is going on here. Similar to how a lot of kids originally thought Arcanine was a legendary, Zatu gets a similar vibe for the Gen 2 players. I admit that I did think Zatu was a legendary when I was like 6. That's a lie. It probably took me 2 years to get to the Elite Four, so let's say 8. I thought Zatu evolved into Lugia. I also thought Unown was super crazy and mystical, and that it too was a legendary. But this again brings us back to the Arcanine problem, where being confused for a legendary is not the same as being confused for a pseudo legendary. Anyway, Blissey has a pretty crazy 540 base stat. So it's got something going for it. Unfortunately, that is about it. It only becomes a three-stager over the course of three different gens, grows fast, and worst of all, is a normal type. So Blissey, I'm smacking you off this list. Now, as for Steelix and Caesar, these are two Pokemon that definitely have an aura about them. Plus, being two of only five new steel types in the Johto region gives them an element of rarity. Unfortunately, not only are their base stats too low, they only have two stages with medium fast growths. Steelix definitely comes closer without Caesar's side grade styled evolution, but overall, I just don't think they fit the vibe. So now, Houndoom is a dark type, so this is another rare Pokemon, and in Gen 2, it's even super difficult to acquire. Houndoom is good, but at 500 base stats and a fairly normal sized looking frame, despite it being a devil dog, I also don't think this passes the test. It also has no pseudo specific traits. But what about Ampharos, Crobat, and Kingdra? There are three stages of the group. Ampharos is an electric type with a derpy yet slight kaiju resemblance, so it's got something going for it. I can see the case, but it's a very small case. Crobat, on the other hand, has three stages and stats higher than the starters. But at the same time, again, I don't know. It's a bat. It's a bat. Poison Flying is not that crazy. It comes from Zubat. It's a friendship evolution. It does not meet the requirements. So with just one more Pokemon to look at, can Kingdra, another third stage Johto edition, make a name for Gold, Silver, and Crystal? Well, first of all, it's important to note that this is only the second Pokemon family to ever join the dragon type. And honestly, being a dragon in an early gen is a huge point for you. But on top of that, it's also a three-stager with 540 base stats. If you're higher than all the starters, to me that is noteworthy. So yes, Kingdra is absolutely a semi-pseudo. Now, if Johto left you craving more, I've got good news. It's Generation 3 where the semi-pseudo nominations really start to stand out. For our nominations, we have Milotic, Flygon, Aggron, Slaking, Gardevoir, Altaria, Walrein, Armaldo, Absol, and Exploud. Let's start with everyone's, favorites. Gardevoir. There's no doubt it's strong, and it's even a three-stager. Unfortunately, its stats are only 518, while its humanoid design further holds it back. Walrein is in a similar spot. Its three stages and 530 base stats do a lot for it, but unfortunately, the design of a walrus just doesn't quite have pseudo energy. Now, upon first look, Armaldo is a Pokemon that I think screams pseudo. Like, this thing reminds me so much of Tyranitar, but that's unfortunately where it ends, because it has nothing else going for it, and it's also a fossil. I also think Absol deserves a mention for its mystical lore and general vibe. It's definitely not getting mistaken for a pseudo, but especially given its role in the Pokemon movie with Jirachi, I think it could absolutely be mistaken for a legendary. Unfortunately, just not pseudo-legendary. Another interesting one is Exploud. He's got the big aura, and it is a three-stager with a late evolution, but that's it. Like, lower-end stats, normal type, I'm sorry. Now, what about Hoenn's dragons? Flygon is a three-stage evolution with 520 base stats, a late evolution, and it turns into a dragon. Yes, Flygon is like arguably the poster child for semi-pseudos. More interesting question, though, is what about Altaria? Altaria only has two stages, its stats are below 500, it's not even a slow-growth mon, and yet it is a dragon. Dragon has so far been the top trait to help a Pokemon get into this club, but the question for Altaria is whether alone it's enough. Because on top of having no pseudo traits, Altaria is the first designed dragon to not really, like, be obvious that it's a dragon. And I think that's neat. I like Altaria because it shows Game Freak starting to drift away from the notion that all dragons need to be crazy mystical. But, I mean, simply being a dragon type and having nothing else going for you is not enough to be considered a semi-pseudo. Okay, but let's look at our boy, Aggron. A giant kaiju-like looking creature made of steel? Come on, dude. Aggron has got to be one of the most confused four pseudo-legendaries of all time. Now, sure, 530 base stats is just on the higher end of normal. I think anything over 535 is where you're getting into notable territory. But like, come on, it's a three-stager. It's part of the slow experience group. The build, the type, the late evolution. You give this thing 600 base stats, no one is questioning what happened to Aggron. They're like, yeah, should have always been that way. Gosh, it even has not one, but two Fortai's weaknesses. Yes, Aggron, easily a semi-pseudo. Now, Slaking is, by every definition, outside of its typing, a semi-pseudo legendary. Three stages, a slow growth field, a monster design, and 670 base stat! What do you do when a Pokemon has higher stats than the Pokemon it's supposed to be a diet version of? Well, obviously in the case of Slaking, its Truant ability pulls it back and makes it pretty much a normal Pokemon. So, yes, absolutely semi-pseudo. I should note though, people get this wrong all the time. It's not a pseudo because in order to be one, you have to have exactly 600, not just at least 600. Now, lastly, I want to talk about Milotic. This is an insanely rare Pokemon, which is extremely hard to get, has a monstrous serpentine body, and notably high stats totaling 540. The problem with Milotic is that it has no pseudo traits. It's a two-stager in the erratic group, and while 540 is high, it's still not 600. Milotic has no pseudo traits, and yet that draconic serpentine design just oozes 100% unadulterated, non-GMO organic pristine. Milotic is, understandably, not on any semi-pseudo lists, but like some of the other Pokemon we've been putting in our back pocket, we're going to put Milotic and Absol in there as well, and we'll get back to that very soon, I promise. Our Gen 4 list of nominations includes Togekiss, Magmortar, Electivire, Rhyperior, Magnezone, Porygon Z, Dusknoir, Mamoswine, and a secret ninth thing. I want to look at this particular group of eight first. And that's because this is precisely the family of Pokemon that existed previously and were given a third stage evolution in Gen 4. And that is both why they're being mentioned and unfortunately also why I questioned their validity. If you look at Magmortar or Electivire in a vacuum, you might be tempted to say, yes, this has some pseudo energy. On top of meeting a pseudo requirement with three stages, it's got 540 base stats and actually has a fairly pseudo-like build. The big problem with this entire group, however, is that because they were retroactively given a third stage, their prior familiarity causes them to just never actually be mistaken for a pseudo. So yes, three stages, but that really holds them back. And so the only one that I think deserves further consideration is Rhyperior. Like many people, I hate the design of Rhyperior. I hate what they did to my boy Rhydon, but it is in the slow experience group. It is a three-stager kaiju-like build, and I'm just sitting here asking, like, if I'm putting Aggron in this group, like, why doesn't Rhyperior deserve to go here? I personally think that the cross-generational evolution kills it. But if you disagree, I would love to hear your thoughts, and maybe you can sway my opinion. Also, just want to mention Togekiss being crazy for having 545 base stats. It doesn't even really pass the vibe check, but that's crazy, man. 545 is, like, so high. So, good job, Togekiss. You're definitely not a semi-pseudo. Now, remember that secret ninth thing I had planned for you? Well, that's actually Lucario. This is a two-stager with only 525 base stats, a non-Kaijo build, and yet, by far, Lucario is the Gen 4 Pokemon that is most commonly mistaken for a pseudo. And I have to use the word again. If you're drinking, I'm sorry, you're gonna have to take another shot, but it's because of the aura.
So cool. It's aura.
I genuinely cannot think of any other Pokemon that has such main character energy as Lucario. This guy literally got his own movie called Lucario and the Mystery of Mew. The dude is just him. Lucario doesn't tick any of the pseudo boxes and yet still often gets mistaken for a pseudo. And because of this, a lot of websites still put Lucario on the semi-pseudo list. But again, Lucario is not mistaken for a pseudo-legendary because it looks like a pseudo-legendary, but rather because it's being mistaken for an actual legendary. Flygon is a semi-pseudo because it looks like a pseudo, but doesn't meet the requirements due to the quantitative criteria. But a Pokemon that is mistaken for an actual legendary is a completely different thing. Okay, remember Lapras, Snorlax, Zatu, Unown, Absol, and Milotic? None of these Pokemon are mistaken for pseudos, but rather they all fit the same narrative as Arcanine. They are the literal definition of a pseudo-legendary, a false legendary. And so, specifically with Lucario, many websites like to lump in this Pokemon with the other semi-pseudos, and this is based off of two completely different measurements. Kingdra, Aggron, Flygon, all here for the same reason. But Lucario is not, and if you allow it to be on this list, then you have to expand the criteria for what it means to be a semi-pseudo. And then the problem with doing this is you have to bring in other Pokemon that do not look like pseudos at all. Unknown has got a movie, it could easily be mistaken for a legendary. So it's the same as Lucario, but obviously it's not a semi-pseudo. And you might say, well, okay, well, that's because Unknown is weak and Lucario is still strong. Okay, sure, Lucario's 525 is on the higher end of normal, but can we not include Absol? 465 isn't that much lower. The point I'm trying to make is that the definition for semi-pseudo is completely arbitrary, and no one knows what it actually means. And I think if we're going to continue this video, we need to do it considering an entirely different class altogether, the false legendary. We'll come back to this when we have more data points. But for now, let's temporarily throw Lucario, Absol, Milotic, Unknown, Zatu, Lapras, and Snorlax into this new title. Anyway, where were we? Our list of nominations for black and white semi-pseudos include Haxorus, Zorark, Archeops, Volcarona, Darmanitan, Vanillux, Klingklang, and Chandelure. And let's just get on with the one we all knew has been coming since the start of the video. Haxorus is the most pseudo-pseudo that didn't pseudo of all time. Look, I mean, on vibes alone, it's a three-stage Pokemon whose final form is a towering axe-faced dragon. It's even in the slow experience group, and oh my god, 540 base stats? This Pokemon is literally Game Freak going, yo, what if we made a pseudo, but just like trolled everyone and didn't actually make it a pseudo? But actually, weirdly, in the case of Unova, it kind of ends up being the game pseudo because it evolves at 48 and Hydreigon evolves at like level 97. So in the case of actual gameplay, this thing is like the honorary pseudo of Unova. Now, as for Archeops, it's got 567 stats, but that's just to balance its ability and it's not special. So no, Archeops, get out of here. Similarly, Darmanitan might have great stats, but nothing else about this Pokemon screams pseudo. That can also be said for Vanillux, Klingklang, and Chandelure, despite all of them having solid stats in three stages. I will just say, I think it would have been really cool if Chandelure had been a pseudo. You know, it could have kind of been like the second one similar to Metagross, but they said, no, that's lame. It is what it is. And so that leaves us with just Zorark and Volcarona, who both feel very reminiscent of Lucario and Arcanine. Now, Zorua can only be obtained in Black and White via an event. In Black and White 2, you're gifted one by N, and it's also got a movie, so that all together feels quite legendary. And so despite this Pokemon being on like every semi-pseudo list, I don't see the argument. It's going into the bin of false legendaries. But can the same be said for Volcarona? In Black and White, a Larvesta egg is gifted to the player on Route 18. And in the sequels, Volcarona is a static encounter under Relic Castle. And so all of this makes people often confuse Volcarona for an actual legendary. Now, 550 base stats, that helps its case for both legendary and pseudo. It's also in the slow experience group. It's also got a late evolution. And so the question that I then ask is, yeah, I think Volcarona is often mistaken for a legendary, but it's also often mistaken for a pseudo. Can it be both? Are all pseudos perhaps false legendaries? Only some? None at all? This is getting really confusing. Let's continue. Our Kalos nominations include Noivern, Dragalge, Aegislash, and Florges. Now, Noivern is a large dragon-type Pokemon, and a lot of players do mistake it as a pseudo. The problem is that Noivern doesn't have any actual pseudo traits. It's got 535 base stats, is a two-stage evolution, and is in the medium-fast growth group. Now, what's crazy to me is, like, every single Wikipedia page says that Noivern is a semi-pseudo. Yet, in the exact same vein, not a single one says that for Altaria, despite them being like the exact same. And actually, for that matter, Dragalge is in the same boat. It's a dragon with no other pseudo traits, and no one calls it a semi-pseudo. So it's like, again, just a great example of how inconsistent this class is. Now, as for Aegislash, it's got some noteworthy aura, and I would love for it to have been a pseudo, but it's really just not. What blows my mind, though, is that Florges is never considered for semi-pseudo status. Generation 6 was the introduction for Fairy type, and I think it would have made so much sense for the Gen 6 pseudo to have been Fairy. But even as far as semi-pseudo goes, Florges has a lot going for it. By Gen 6, it is one of just four regular Pokemon to have base stats higher than 540. Rare type, crazy stats, and it's even got 3 stages. Now, I think the reason why nobody ever classifies it as a semi-pseudo is simply because it's really small. The shortest pseudo at around 5 feet tall is Komoo, and Florges is like 3 feet. But I feel like given that fairy is such a unique, special, and new type, that shouldn't really matter as much. Especially when your base stat is 552? That is insane. Like, besides pseudos, legends, and like 2 gimmick Pokemon, the only thing higher than it is Arcanine. So this is one that I think is right on the line, and it just depends on whether you care about its size or not. I know that there are no pseudos that are super small, but as for semi-pseudo status, I kind of think Florges deserves it. Now, it's also worth mentioning that Mega Alakazam, Gengar, Heracross, Houndoom, Pinsir, and Caesar all have exactly 600 base stats. You technically wouldn't classify these as semi-pseudos because they're mega Pokemon, it's a form, it doesn't really count in this situation. But I had another thought that's even more stupid. If you mega evolve a pseudo-legendary, let's say Tyranitar, its base stats go to 700. Still in the slow experience group, still has 3 evolutions. No, listen, this is getting so stupid, we need to move on. Now, as for Gen 7, the only semi-pseudo nomination we have is Guzzlord. I'm once again kidding. Guzzlord is an Ultra Beast. I just think it's really funny. But in all seriousness, I think the only Pokemon that even deserves nomination status is Golisopod. It only has 2 stages, like 530 base stats, not in the slow experience group, but it does start out as a super small bug and turn into a relatively very large bug, and that kind of reminds me of a pseudo. So it's not a semi-pseudo, but it's the only nomination for Gen 7. But that brings us to today's game show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play which Ultra Beast looks like a pseudo-legendary. Starting off with Blacephalon, we have a no. Stakataka also gets a no. As for Zerkatry, the dude's got steez, but still no. Kartana, definitely not. Faramosa, very clever design, but also no. Nihilego, no. Buzzswole, getting closer. Honestly, I'm gonna give it to Celesteela. This thing looks really sick. And you know what? Let's give it to our boy Guzzlord as well. He's thick. Our first Gen 8 nomination is Toxtricity. The dude has definitely got some lore, but outside of that, there's really nothing going for him. 2 stager, level 30 evolution, 502 base stat. It's not there. Now, Copperajah is another really big Pokemon that I can kind of see. I like Dragapult a lot, but a pseudo elephant would have been pretty refreshing too. Anyway, though, it has no pseudo traits, so again, it's a no. Now, Duraludon, or as I like to say, Duraludon. This is a big kaiju steel dragon. Definitely gives off the vibe of pseudo. Like, that typing is crazy, but it's a single stager, not slow growth, with 535 base stats. I don't know. This thing, like, when I first saw it, I thought it was the Gen 8 pseudo. Now, jumping back to our fairy types, the next Pokemon we have is Hattern. Hattern is a 3-stage evolution, level 42, with 510 base stats, psychic fairy, in the slow experience group. And also with the hat, it's technically 6'11", which is, like, taller than probably like half the pseudos. Certainly not as big or as heavy, but at least taller. My big problem with this is that one, it's just like kind of humanoid looking. Same reason like I didn't want Gardevoir on this list, but it's not quite as humanoid looking. It also has 2 pseudo traits. Like, it just, like, fairy is a rare type. There's so much going for this thing. So again, I think I'm going to make a special exception for fairy types, and I'm going to give it the honor of semi-pseudo. Now, what about Grimmsnarl? Well, this too is a 3-stage level 42 evolution with 510 base stats and is dark fairy. It's also got a large imposing build, but is pretty short. If you made this thing 8 feet tall, there would be no question about it. The thing with Grimmsnarl is like these 3-stager fairies are already pushing it. And I feel like Hattern gets it off of having 2 pseudo traits while Florges gets it for 1 with just insane stats. Grimmsnarl may have 3 stages, but like the only thing going for it is being a fairy type. And I think that is not enough to pass the line. So this is very open to interpretation. It is by no means like locked in, confirmed, but I think Grimmsnarl is on one side, Hattern and Florges are on the other. Now, a Pokemon that is surprisingly not on the line at all, just like 100% semi-pseudo, is actually Corviknight. Okay, so level 38 evolution, 495 base stats, no particularly crazy type, like it is a steel flying, which is like only kind of cool. But here's the thing. Corviknight looks amazing. And more so, looks like a pseudo. Like, if you made a Flying Steel pseudo, it wouldn't be Skarmory. It would be Corviknight. And at first, I wasn't quite sure because I'm like, this is a early stage bird Pokemon. You know, is that deserving? And then I thought, wait, no, Gyarados is on this list. If Gyarados could be on this list, Corviknight certainly can. But then, okay, did you know that Corviknight is 7 feet 3 inches tall? That is 2.2 meters tall. Corviknight is a foot taller than Hydreigon and Garchomp. 2 feet taller than Komolo, and the only pseudos that are taller than it is Salamence based on length, and it's actually tied with Dragonite at 7'3". Dude, that is crazy. So, yeah, Corviknight for sure, semi-pseudo. And the last Gen 8 Pokemon we have is actually Colossal. Oh my god, dude. 3 stages? 4 times weakness? Monster-like kaiju build? 9 feet tall? Colossal? Might be more of a pseudo than every other actual pseudo. So yes, semi-pseudo status. Again, how the hell does Project Pokemon Wiki fandom have Noivern and not Colossal? I told you guys, this video needed to be made. Okay, now moving on to Pokemon Legends Arceus. First Pokemon is Hisuian Arcanine. It's just an Arcanine still. It's still the legendary Pokemon. It has high stats. It even has four times weaknesses now. It's still a semi-pseudo, whether it's Hisuian or Kantone. And our one other guy is Ursaluna. Ursaluna is a cross-generational evolution, and we've never actually put one of those on this list before. However, 3 stages, 550 base stats, 8 feet tall. It even has its Blood Moon form, which goes up to 555. I think there is a case to go either way on this. Ursaluna is so close to being a semi-pseudo. Even though it's closer than a lot of the cross-gen Evos, I don't think it's fair to give Ursaluna this and like Electivire not. So we're gonna say no for Ursaluna. Okay, so we've got a lot of data points now. And I think with this full picture, before we get to the Gen 9 Pokemon, we can now finally figure this entire thing out. First of all, at the top of the hierarchy, we have legendary Pokemon. I know there is some debate within the community on like the legendary birds being legendary and needing like subcategories and stuff, but as a whole, you know what I'm talking about when I say legendary. I mean the box art Pokemon, I mean the mythicals, I mean Ultra Beasts, I mean the trios, like you know what I'm talking about. So then from a branching tree of legendary, we have the pseudos. Very strict definitions. These are Pokemon that are mistaken for being legendary and have those rigid criteria, you know what those are as well. However, false legendary is a separate branch leading off of legendary. So I'm calling these two separate classes of Pokemon mistaken for legendaries, but for very different reasons. And then from these two things, branching back down, but connecting, is the semi-pseudo. A pseudo legendary has all the traits of a semi-pseudo, and some false legendaries can be semi-pseudos. Obviously, though, semi-pseudos are not pseudos, and semi-pseudos are not all false legendaries. I know this was so long and so confusing, but we have a bad classification system, and I think that rounds it out pretty nicely. So, with that said, the Pokemon that get false legendary status: Lapras, Snorlax, unknown; Absol, Milotic; Lucario, Zoroark, Volcarona. I also know for Gen 2, I said Zatu, and I'm going to retroactively remove that because I think that was more of a personal thing. There's also a few I haven't mentioned yet, but looking back, deserve a nomination as well. This includes Sudowoodo and Spiritomb. There are enough people that thought because Sudowoodo was a single static encounter that it was a legendary. Most people know it's not, but I think it deserves false legendary status. That one is debatable, but Spiritomb for sure. Like, come on, it's Spiritomb. Oh, and the other one is actually Rotom. Apparently, when you encounter Rotom in Platinum, the legendary music actually plays, so yeah, for sure. Oh, and of course, this list wouldn't be complete without what started this entire video, Arcanine. Yeah, Arcanine, I think, is one of the few Pokemon that is a false legendary and a semi-pseudo, the other being Volcarona. Now, as for our list of Gen 9 Pokemon, we've got Palafin, Tinkaton, Hydrapal, Dondoza, Satitan, King Gambit, Goldengo, and our Caledon, not Archaludon. So Palafin is notable for having an ability which, when swapped out and then back into, turns into its hero form that has a whopping 650 base stat. To put it another way, the dude for sure has a poster of slacking in his bedroom. But on top of plus 600 base stats, it's also in the slow growth group. It's pretty neat, it's pretty special. I think it deserves semi-pseudo. Now, Hydrapal is a really weird case. You originally had Flapple and Appleton, which no one was mistaking for a pseudo, but in DLC, Diplin and Hydrapal were released. And specifically, Hydrapal has 540 base stats, is obviously a dragon type, but now this line actually has a three-stage evolution. And so while the first two final stages don't get the status, we will give it to the Hydrapal route of this line. Now, Dondozo is big and in the slow experience group, but that's not a semi-pseudo. I actually think Dondozo deserves false legendary. In Scarlet and Violet, it's portrayed as this, like, super mysterious Pokemon. I think it, like, perfectly fits the false legendary narrative. As for Satitan, this is a two-stage giant ice whale with high base stats. Unfortunately, it misses the mark by having no pseudo traits. As for King Gambit, this is the Pokemon with three stages. It oozes aura and has 550 base stats. Dark Steel type also pushes it to feeling a bit more rare. Again though, unfortunately, I'm going to say no for King Gambit because of its cross-generational evolution. Now I do think Tinkaton is one of those other fairies that are right on the edge of possible, but at the end of the day, it's just another fairy that doesn't have quite enough to join the group. Second last, we have Goldengo. People got mad at me for calling it Goldengo, and then I started calling it Goldengo, and I don't like that, so I'm going back to Goldengo. Now, this is a really weird one. I don't think this thing looks like a pseudo at all. I think it has nothing going for it that implies pseudo. It is in the slow experience group, so you could say, like, well, it's really rare in slow experience, so semi-pseudo. I see it, but I reject that. And I would actually say that Goldengo is a false legendary. This thing is crazy rare, for sure. Like, it's not even a question. And so with that said, the last Pokemon that we have is perhaps one of the most interesting. It's Archaludon. Not to be confused with Archaludon. That's his sketchy brother. Watch out for that guy. Archaludon was added in Gen 9 as the second stage evolution of Duraludon. What's so crazy about this Pokemon, though, is that it was the first ever non-legendary, non-pseudo to be given 600 base stats. And if you might remember, we were already super close to putting Duraludon in the semi-pseudo group, but it just didn't have a pseudo trait. It's got the body, it's got the type, it's got the steez. So Archaludon actually becomes the first Pokemon to join the semi-pseudo class based on 600 base stats. Literally, every other Pokemon on this list is either slow experience group or three stages. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to finish by comparing our list of semi-pseudos to what all of the wiki pages say. Most state the semi-pseudos to be Arcanine, Kingdra, Flygon, Aggron, Slaking, Lucario, Haxorus, Zoroark, Volcarona, Noivern, and Ash Greninja. I don't know, maybe Ash Greninja deserves false legendary, but like, stupid. Our list is similar, but has some very important distinctions. We have Arcanine, Gyarados, Kingdra, Flygon, Aggron, Slaking. Next is Haxorus and Volcarona. Then we have Florges, Hattern, Colossal, Corviknight, and then Palafin, Hydrapal, and Archaludon. Like, seriously, how is Archaludon not considered a semi-pseudo? It has 600 base stats and is a dragon. What? So, you know, listen, this doesn't matter and it doesn't mean anything, but thank you so much for just, like, joining me on this sort of manic goose chase to define something that is just so obscure and random. I'm a personal fan of deep dives and weird stuff like this, so thanks. Yeah. We're throwing out so much here right now. Are you not subscribed yet? Come on, just do it. Let me help you. Subscribe, and YouTube is now recommending you another one of these long essay-styled super deep dive videos. Thanks so much for watching. I'll see you soon. Bye.